With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. The Democratic National Committee helped to pay President Biden's legal fees in classified documents case. That after the administration has criticized former President Trump several times for using his campaign funds to pay some of his legal bills. Inflation, meanwhile, shows no signs of letting up.
And the impact of high inflation varies depending on where you are. New data from WalletHub shows which U.S. cities have been the hardest hit. The report found that Dallas, Honolulu, Miami, St. Louis, Seattle, and the San Bernardino area of Southern California are dealing with inflation rates above the national average. The study found that inflation is not confined to any one distinct area of the U.S. Tayshia Stevens reporting.
Maryland's governor announcing a program to help the Port of Baltimore recover.
Wes Moore says a new $12.5 million program announced Friday aims to prevent layoffs by enabling businesses to retain their workers until the port fully reopens. The program was created by executive order and authorized by emergency legislation the governor signed this past week.
George Williams reporting, of course, that's all in the aftermath of the collapse of the Francis Scott Key Bridge. Researchers found most cancer drugs granted accelerated approval don't pan out.
The program allows the FDA to grant early approval to drugs that show favorable initial results against debilitating or fatal diseases. In exchange, drug companies are expected to do rigorous testing and produce better evidence before gaining full approval. The study found that between 2013 and 2017, there were 46 cancer drugs granted accelerated approval. Of those, only 43% demonstrated they improved or extended patients' lives in confirmatory trials.
That is Jeremy House, and this is SRN News. Most Americans think the public schools are in trouble.
A new poll from the Pew Research Center finds 51% of respondents think the K-12 education system is headed in the wrong direction. Only 16% think it's going in the right direction, and the rest can't make up their minds. The survey also reveals that amongst those who think the schools are going wrong, most blame teachers for infusing their lessons with politics or woke social values rather than sticking to the basics. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Instagram said in a blog post this week that it's testing out the features of a new protection program, its campaign to fight sexual scams and other forms of image abuse, and to make it harder for criminals to contact teens.
That includes a new nudity protection feature for direct messages that blurs any images with nudity and, quote, encourages people to think twice before sending nude images, unquote. I'm Haya Panjwani.
This is SRN News. Tiger Woods has set a Masters record by making his 24th consecutive cut, and he's only seven shots out of the lead. Shohei Ohtani's former interpreter appeared in court on Friday on a charge of bank fraud. We get the details from correspondent Gethin Kulbaugh.
A federal judge on Friday ordered the former longtime interpreter for Los Angeles Dodgers star Shohei Ohtani to get gambling addiction treatment. Prosecutors allege Ippei Mizuhara stole upwards of $16 million from the Japanese sensation to finance his gambling habit. Mizuhara appeared in federal court Friday on a charge of bank fraud. He was not asked to enter a plea. He faces up to 30 years in prison if convicted. Prosecutors say there was no evidence that Ohtani was involved in or aware of Mizuhara's gambling. Authorities say Ohtani is cooperating with investigators. I'm Gethin Kulbaugh.
More on these stories at SRNnews.com. From Washington, I'm Bob Agnew.